Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tinster's here. Ken's a long-time member of our Brain Trust, CEO of SpiderWorks, author of Cause of Disturbance, also The 90% Rule. That's two of his books. He's joining us all the way from Toronto, Canada, north of the border. We're going to smuggle him across the border just for the show. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back today.
It's good to have you back as always. Folks, I always like to quote smart people. That's one of the things I tell young people is, you know, if you want to sound smart, quote smart people. So here's a quote from a really smart guy. Somewhere between childhood and adulthood, we learned that the world is neither predictable nor what we thought it would be. And that's from a book called Cause of Disturbance by a really smart guy named Ken Tinster, who's with us right now. Ken, boy howdy, was that a profound statement that you made? Talk to us about what made you say that.
Well, it's funny when your producer called up and said, you know, what do you want to talk about? And I'm thinking, well, there's only one thing I can talk about. right now, and it's how to deal with a changing world, and yeah. And this I actually wrote back in 2014, and it was something, you know, it was something more business oriented. It was about innovation, and it was about dealing with technology and dealing with the pace of change and dealing with a lot of the other issues, frankly, that, you know, you know me, I'm for a while, I'm in my mid-50s, I've been an entrepreneur for 27 years. I've obviously gone through ups and downs and recessions, the awful points of 9/11 and everything else that we've had to weather as groups. And I just thought it was really important to say to people that, you've got to be, as an entrepreneur especially, you have to be ready for the unpredictable. You have to be ready for change on a dime, but you know, stay strong, stay focused, because the world tends to get through things, and I truly believe and hope that that's where we're going to be through this crisis.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it, and I'll tell you something: the world needs North America to lead. It's not just a matter of. I have no doubt that Canada is going to be fine and America is going to be fine. We have too many resources. We have too much of a history of commitment to these things. But the world needs us to lead. And you know, we know we can't count on China to lead. We know we can't count on Russia to lead. We know Iran is against the world. And those are some, you know, pretty big powers in on a number of levels. And especially China. China is going to, you know, still yet to be determined when it's going to stop being part of the problem and part of the solution. But the world needs North America to lead. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I'll speak from a Canadian perspective, and you can, you know, fill in some of the initiatives there a little more than I would know. But I'm vice chair of our Chamber of Commerce, and it's part of a network that ladders up to the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. And we get updates a couple of times a week, which we can then share with our team members and our families. And frankly, it's been incredible because, I mean, you know, if you employ 5, 10, 20, 50 people, look, we're not doctors. I can't make a decision. I can only, you know, follow the guidance of the public health system. But I'm getting incredible insights and information as to what reality truly is, you know, not filtered by any partisanship or any, you know, people who want to blow things up, but just straight, clean information. And that's been wonderful as a leader to get clear, you know, doctor-driven and chamber-driven information. And then we got a really strong announcement from our federal government where they are providing $10 billion to the BDC. And the BDC is the Business Development Bank of Canada. It's the entrepreneurial bank. And I know that there's small business loans in the U.S. as well. But what they've basically said is that if we have a loan and we paid it down, we can, you know, there's an opportunity to top it back up. You know, to give us working capital to get through the crisis. So I got to say that from an understanding of the reality of the perspective and hopefulness that, yes, if my cash flow is off, the government is actually doing something to support me, the small or mid-sized business, that to me is true leadership, and I'm super impressed by the support system that's been provided to me very, very quickly in Canada.
Well, I see that's the kind of thing people should be listening to, not the clickbait media. I mean, the media, there are people in these networks, all of them, every one of them, there are people in these TV networks, their job is only one thing, and they get you to, that's to get you to jerk your head around and stay focused. It doesn't matter. They don't care what's going on. They don't care how sensational it is. They don't care how irresponsible it is. Their job is to get you to jerk your head around and focus on what they have to say, even if it's just for 3 seconds. And that kind of behavior is not what we need right now. That is the opposite of leadership, Ken. What do you think? I'm really proud to hear you say what you said about your chamber. Those are the groups. Those are the internal groups. Our ecosystem of businesses is what we should be listening to.
Well, absolutely. And I, quite honestly, I've turned off a lot of the major networks.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, I do listen to the evening news, and I do listen to, you know, in the car when I'm driving around some news. But I don't want people's opinion. I want facts upon which I can make decisions.
Right.
And I'm fortunate in the sense that I'm in the service business. So I can have, you know, we only have a skeleton team working at the office. We use Zoom, which is
Ken, hold on a second. Online. I gotta go to a break here. We're gonna come back.
Okay.
When we come back, I'm gonna get Ken Ken and I are gonna talk about the idea that businesses are more prepared for this maybe than ever before in my lifetime, in my career for sure. See what Ken has to say about that and how he thinks things are in Canada. Ken Tinser, ladies and gentlemen, Spiderworks is the name of his company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.